Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmer, and I'm sitting in for Andrew McKay today. He's not here. He's on vacation. As I always like to say, he's probably on a beach somewhere being fanned with palm fronds by some mermaids somewhere. But we'll leave those images up to y'all to dream up. But I'm sitting in with John and David, and my good buddy Tyler Barrett from Regenerative Labs is sitting in with us. And we talked earlier about everything Regenerative Labs is doing, and there's plenty more to talk about. But we have a wonderful guest on with us coming up, Dr. Jeff Phillips from the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Danny. Good morning, Tyler.
Uh-oh, Tyler had to pull the microphone over. So,
morning, Jeff.
So, Jeff, you are a scientist at IHMC, Institute for Human and Machine Cognition, and that is a lot right in the heart of downtown Pensacola, just growing and expanding a tremendous business that also, just like Tyler's, could be anywhere really in the world. But the talent you have there is just amazing. And IHMC is sort of my way of saying it is how humans and machines can work together to make things better in different ways and all sorts of cool stuff. And Tyler and Jeff and I are have a group that gets together for a adult beverage every now and then. And Jeff, you put on a tour for us of your new building. It's spectacular. And tell folks a little bit from your perspective. Now, we only have about 6 or 7 minutes, but tell folks from your perspective some of the cool stuff that goes on at IHMC.
Oh, absolutely. So first of all, you know, I'm from the area, not the immediate area, but Clark County, Alabama. And as a scientist, if I want to live in the area, pretty much I have to work at IHMC, you know, as a research scientist. And so, you know, because of Dr. Ford's vision and what he's built here, I'm able to live in the place I love. And you know, I just can't say enough about that. And some of the work that we do here, the new building that you mentioned, we're sort of famous for robotics and AI, but our new sort of aim is human performance and resiliency. And so the new building that we just opened is called the Human Health Span Resiliency and Performance Laboratory. And what we do there is a little bit different from what we've been known for. It's actually, you know, looking into aging, looking into aspects of interventions, and individual differences between people so that we can develop sort of workout and nutritional programs to help them maximize their longevity and resilience. And in addition to that, me personally and the people around me, we do a lot of performance work for the U.S. military, especially for elite units.
It's just amazing what you do. I know you have you're developing a glove that people can put on and do some amazing things.
Yeah, well, so gloves are ubiquitous across the human workspace, but they all sort of have the same problem. People just can't perform the job that they want or that they need to do with the glove on, and so they end up getting injuries because they take the glove off. And this problem started for me. I started my career on NAS Pensacola working with naval aviators. And it's a problem for the U.S. Air Force in extreme high latitudes, like up in Alaska. If they have to punch out, their fingers need protection because they're facing about a 600-mile-an-hour wind blast and, you know, could be up to, like, as low as 40 below zero. And they all have to cut the fingers out of their gloves to be able to perform in the aircraft. So this started as sort of a way to help them with their problems, make sure that they're protected and that they can control all of the you know, sort of the interfaces that they have to interact with the safety and protection of a glove. And so that's sort of gone forward. And what we've developed is something called a tactile selector. It sits on It can sit on any finger, but that helps you interact with touch screens like your phone. And then we have these smaller objects called tactile nodes that just sort of permeate through the glove and provide contact points and sort of pressure points to try and sort of approximate what would be real feel through the glove.
It's just amazing. And the advancement of science helping humans is it's awesome. And you do that with the Department of Defense, the DOD, in a lot of ways. You're helping our military be stronger and better and more resilient and get back in to the fight oftentimes quicker.
Absolutely. And I want to plug my colleague, Marcus Bauman. He has just brought our first NIH grant to IHMC. And that one in particular is about older adults and how they can maximize their longevity and their resiliency through the end of life, of their lifespan.
Well, Jeff Phillips from the IHMC, the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition. Jeff, thank you for joining us. We could talk for hours, as we've often done, frankly. And you're a scientist, and you're from Lower Alabama, L.A., and you went to the University of Alabama. Not really well known for punching out scientists, but we'll take it with you, okay?
We're going to change that.
Yeah, I love that.
Right.
Jeff,
hey,
thanks for joining us. We'll see you soon, okay?
Absolute pleasure.
All right.
Take care, guys.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I think we're going to hear about the Songwriters Festival on beautiful Pensacola Beach in early October. So stand by. I'm Danny Zimmern. Tyler Barrett's here in the studio with me, and John's running that keyboard and telling me what to do. So far, so good, but we're having a big time. So stand by, Pensacola. We'll be right back.
And we're going to do traffic on your fives real quick. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Starting to see some delays right around the schools. Don't forget, school is back in session, and those buses are out there driving our kids safely to school. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, recently one of our salespeople came to me and said, Andrew, do you feel comfortable representing Pensacola State College? I'm like, comfortable? I love PSC. Of course I can. You bet. My family has had a great experience there. We have three boys who we homeschooled, okay? My wife homeschooled, but still, you get the point. And two of them have now gone to university, but they started at PSC, dual enrolled as high school students. So homeschool kids taking college classes for high school and college credit for free, because that's how dual enrollment works. No cost for books or classes. Teachers who understood teaching and were motivated by teaching. I used to teach at community college and university. I'm telling you, community college teachers are the best. They're great. And also, you know, afford like reasonable class sizes. They work with you on schedule. If you have any questions or problems, everybody's very eager to help. Like, it was the great transitional experience for both of my boys who have now gone to college, university, with a year and a half of college credit under their belt. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more tomorrow at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago on News Radio 92.3.
All right, good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmern sitting in for Andrew McKay today. I think Andrew's gone most of the week and going to have a bunch of guests in. And that music that you play, John, is really interesting because I think we're about to hear about the Songwriters Festival on Pensacola Beach coming up in October. And we're joined by chief fundraiser and guy who puts a lot of things together, Lewis Bear III. Lewis, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Danny.
How are things? Are you out in the woods?
I am. I'm up in my hunting camp, but I appreciate you having me call in.
Well, it's perfect. So, Songwriters Festival, you got involved in that pretty early. It's a great festival. You put on some fun events to help raise money to put that on Pensacola Beach. And, of course, the Bear family is just so wonderful to all of Northwest Florida. Doing so many wonderful things, but this one is actually a little bit of fun. So tell us about the Songwriters Festival.
So it's the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival, and it's this year, it's October 1st through the 6th. Last year we decided let me go back. The festival started in 2009. A lady by the name of Renita Pasquale, she and her husband, Jim Pasquale, who Jim was also a songwriter, Renita had worked for the Frank Brown Songwriters Festival for years, and she decided she wanted to start her own on Pensacola Beach. And back in 2009, in October, Pensacola Beach was pretty fairly dead as far as the bars and restaurants. And so she decided, you know, Pensacola Beach would be a good place, you know, to bring an event in October. And so you know, in these years, you know, since then, you know, the beach is kind of happening year round now. But so last year we made a decision to bring it into Pensacola also. So half the events in Pensacola and half on Pensacola Beach still. But this year the event is October 1st through the 6th, primarily Fridays, Saturday, and Sunday, especially on Pensacola Beach. But we have our website is PensacolaBeachSongwritersFestival.com, and there's tons of information on the website, and we're constantly updating it. This year, we've got, so far, as of right now, we have 127 artists.
Well, I want to talk about that, Lewis, and talk about the artists. Let's take a quick break. Hang in there with us, Lewis. We're going to take a quick break for traffic.
Traffic on the fives. That's right. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110, even Highway 90 going through Pace is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So we're joined by Lewis Bear III, really involved with the Songwriters Festival and in Pensacola Beach. You were telling us and the website. We'll give that again before we sign off, Lewis. But songwriters are really interesting because you don't hear from the stars that play those songs and make gazillions of dollars, but you get to hear their songs from the people that wrote them, played by them.
Correct. And it's really neat. It's and you not just hear the songs, but you hear the stories behind the songs, which is really neat. And so this year we have 127 artists booked, and 21 venues booked so far. So, you know, it's, the festival's really booming. We do a lot as far as giving back to the community. We not just have we given some money back to some of the nonprofits, but we do a bunch of community outreach, and we work with kids doing some songwriting like workshops, and you know, kind of help to bring out creative expression through music with these kids. They learn about the music industry, and they just have fun with these songwriters.
It's fantastic.
We also work with veterans. We do a few throughout the year. We do a few events with veterans, and we actually have a licensed music therapist that works with the festival.
Wow.
And she does some workshops, you know, does music therapy, and also she goes into some memory care centers too.
Well,
so you know, there's a lot of therapy that goes along with music.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And you know, you and I have lived in Pensacola our whole lives, and we love it, and our families lived here before that, and we just love that. But part of our community growing is really having outlets and alternatives for people to do. We had Sid Williams on earlier talking about the community theater and what happens down there. And this is another example. People love music. We have some incredibly creative folks here in Northwest Florida. And now we're starting to find ways to bring that talent out. And the Songwriters Festival is just wonderful. And Lewis, we really appreciate all the Bear family does for Northwest Florida. Thought about it driving up the interstate, coming out here and seeing your family's name on the side of Baptist Hospital. It's just great. So I think, you know, it used to be that we had seasons here and there were really slow seasons. But with all the wonderful, like, Foo Foo Festival and, of course, Mardi Gras and this and songwriters and so much, it's kind of, we've really grown into a year-round place for fun and entertainment.
Well, we're really proud of Pensacola, and we're honored that we have the ability to give back, because community's been really good to us.
Well, it's great seeing your family. It's great seeing your mom around, and we really thank you sort of for all you do, Lewis, and the Bear family and Songwriters Festival. Give everybody the website again.
Okay, so the website is PensacolaBeachSongwritersFestival.com.
Pensacola Beach and songwritersfestival.com.
Yes, it is. And at Pensacola Beach songwritersfestival.com. And we are, you know, we've our deadline's really this week, but if anyone's interested in being a sponsor, go to our website and contact us. If you hit the little hamburger menu and go down to contact, send us a message, and I will be the one to call you. So
I know I got the call.
And there's a lot of information on this website.
Yeah, I got my wife actually got that call from you, Lewis.
Yep. I'm good at following through with that.
Yep. Thank you, Lewis. Lewis Bear III, a wonderful community supporter in so many ways, but the arts especially, and Songwriters Festival in early October on Pensacola Beach. Thank you, Lewis, and thank you, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmer, and I'm sitting in for Andrew McKay. This is Pensacola's Morning News Show, and we'll be right back.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. After a 40-minute delay due to an alleged cyber attack, the chat between former President Donald Trump and Elon Musk got underway on X last night. In the two-hour conversation, the former president says things would have turned out differently had he beaten President Biden in 2020.
The Israeli attack would have never happened. Russia would never have attacked Ukraine. And we'd have no inflation.
The Harris-Walz campaign called Musk and Trump self-obsessed rich guys who will sell out the middle class. U.S. officials telling Fox Iran could launch an attack on Israel in the next 24 hours.
Last-ditch diplomatic efforts are ongoing to avert a crisis. The White House released a statement with France, Germany, Italy, and the U.K. urging de-escalation in the Middle East.
That's Fox's Trey Yangsarong's foreign ministry said calls for de-escalation lack political logic. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. It is a beautiful morning right now. We've got partly cloudy skies and it is 82 degrees. One person died in a shooting last night. About 7 p.m. on Navy Boulevard, it happened between Dollar Tree and Little Caesar Pizza. The man died at the scene of that shooting. So far, no suspects have been identified or arrested in relation to the incident. It's still under investigation by the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. A Mississippi man charged with trafficking two teenagers in Pensacola goes to trial this October. 53-year-old Mark Wells is facing two counts of forced labor by human trafficking and two counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor for allegedly taking two teen girls from their home in Gulfport, Mississippi, to a hotel here in Pensacola. He had allegedly told the girls he would pay them to work for his company, although didn't say what they would be doing. One of the girls called police for help from the Hampton Inn in Pensacola. Wells could face 60 years in prison if he's convicted. The Gulf Breeze YMCA closing down later this month for a complete renovation. The News Journal reports that the facility will be open throughout throughout August 26th. They'll then shut their doors for about 3.5 months. The renovations will include new virtual personal studios, new equipment, a locker room overhaul, new flooring and lighting, and an open concept. All those changes are expected to cost somewhere around $2 million. Two regional developers now working with a prominent local businessman to bring hundreds of new residential units to downtown Pensacola. The developments will be located in the old ECUA water treatment site, which has now been vacant since they moved to their new facility in Cantonment in 2011. The land is owned by Blue Wahoo's owner, Quint Studer, who talked with Channel 3.
To make sure we have parking, and we'd also, because we're a good community citizen, would like to help solve the Bruce Beach parking challenge. So we're hoping some of this parking can not only be used for Wahoo games, but also for Bruce Beach.
The developments will be a mix of apartments and townhomes. Studer says that should give it more of a neighborhood feel. He's hoping that they can break ground on those developments sometime in the next year. There's a new chapter coming up in the legal drama involving Florida State University and the ACC. News Service of Florida reporting that a federal appeals court in Tallahassee has now decided to hear oral arguments between the two sides on September 11th. The Atlantic Coast Conference wants the court to issue a stay against a lawsuit filed by FSU in Leon County against the conference. The ACC says that a lawsuit that it filed in North Carolina against FSU should take priority over FSU's lawsuit. It is 6:34, News Radio Pensacola. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. We see one accident on the board right now, Navy Boulevard and Gulf Beach Highway. No roadblock there, but we're starting to see some minor delays there. Also, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
It is going to be a nice sunny day today with temperatures warming up quickly. Highs in the mid-90s, 96 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. As we head into your Wednesday, we are going to keep the sunny weather around. Just a small chance of a stray shower, 20% chance of rain overall. High near 96 degrees, low near 79. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 82 in Pensacola. 78 in Gulf Breeze, 77 in Milton. Let's get a look at our market report, Your Money Now.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Some of America's largest companies, from Amazon to Disney to Yum Brands, say their customers are increasingly seeking cheaper alternatives, searching for bargains, or just avoiding items they deem too expensive. Consumers are not cutting back enough to cause an economic downturn. However, economists say things appear to be returning to pre-pandemic norms, when most companies felt they couldn't raise prices very much without losing business. Millions of student borrowers facing college loan payments are getting temporary relief. This follows a court's decision this summer to block implementation of a federal debt relief program known as SAVE. Futures are mixed. The S&P 500 futures have risen a tad, and investors are currently awaiting the release of key inflation data later this morning. Monday, the Dow Industrials lost 140, the NASDAQ up 35, and the S&P 500 closed flat yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
It is 6:36. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and something that will last a long, long time. In a few words, you're buying trust. According to Consumer Reports, Subaru has been ranked the 2023 best mainstream automotive brand, and the Subaru Outback has been named the 2024 recommended model. For a limited time, you can celebrate them both with special offers during the Subaru Lot to Love event, now through September 3rd. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. There's certainly a lot to love about a Subaru. Safety, reliability, and owner satisfaction. And we invite you to stop by Anderson Subaru to discover what automotive experts and Subaru owners all know. It's easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Learn more at Subaru.com/CR. Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
I'm Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4. I am the only candidate with endorsements from our county first responders. It's unanimous. The people who lay it on the line every day to protect us, our professional firefighters, our law enforcement, and our EMTs believe I am the best choice for County Commissioner, District 4. I'm Ashley Hoffberger, and I am asking for your vote on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmer, and I'm sitting in for Andrew McKay here at Pensacola Morning News in the studio with John running the board and running me, doing a pretty good job of it so far. The SEC hadn't shown up to throw our ass out yet, but you never know. And we're joined by Tyler Barrett, president and CEO of Regenerative Labs. Tyler's sitting in the studio with us. We normally go to breakfast a couple days a week, and we thought we'd start here at a little bit before 5 a.m. We've been doing this already almost 2 hours. Sure does go quick, I tell you. But so Tyler, we've had a couple, we've learned about the Songwriters Festival, and we've heard a little bit about what IHMC is doing downtown from Jeff Phillips, Dr. Jeff Phillips,
right,
and Sid Williams at the Pensacola Cultural Center, the Clark Family Cultural Center, which, mm-hmm, by the way, you help support. And, you know, you're a huge thinker, Tyler. It is so much fun to actually sit around and eat a little breakfast with you and just talk, because you travel a lot with your business, with tissue banking and Wharton's Jelly, and so much is going on in government and all that stuff, and you see so many cool places. And we had a lot to talk about last week, didn't we, with the Maritime Park.
Yeah, a little bit of a shocker, right?
Well, it wasn't that much of a shocker. The mayor put a bunch of work into bringing the project forward, and city staff and, of course, Andrew Rothfetter representing the city, negotiated with wonderful folks from Atlanta, and included Emmett Smith, mm-hmm, our good friend, who is going to build a Reverb, a Hard Rock Reverb hotel, which is really unique experience. And that's going to be great, right in the middle of Maritime Park, right in front of the stadium. It's going to activate the first floor, and city council vetted that pretty hard. Emmett was there, and the Dawson folks were there from Atlanta, who have done some development in Pensacola.
The meeting ran till 10 o'clock, I hear. So it's
well, there were multiple reasons for that, but city council and the mayor want to make sure that what gets built is high quality, and it gets done. It's taken us a long time to get to this point to approve a project,
Yeah, I really appreciate Emmett giving back to the local community. And I know that he has attempted to do several different projects locally, but this Hard Rock is really going to elevate downtown, and it's going to require some height allotments that we haven't seen since the late 1800s with Collier's building downtown, and hopefully around he'll also be able to pass through his two residential towers near the building as well. Danny,
oh, it's going to be great. Apartments, and they have some apartments that are more affordable, more attainable, so that it's not a place of super, super high rents, yeah. But that's a part of the package to make housing for everybody in Northwest Florida. There, we've talked about the growth, and across the street, Quint and Rishi are under contract with some folks to do, I think, 800 residential units and more apartments there on Maritime Park. Downtown is just growing and growing and growing because of the culture, because of the fun, because of the services. And I think people know, but at the corner of Spring and Garden Street is going to be a Publix, and it's going to be a great, great store with all sorts of food opportunities ready-made. There's going to be 340 apartments above the Publix, a really unique development in downtown. So,
and I hear there's going to be a JW Marriott as well, or is that project moved on?
There are multiple hotels on the board mm-hmm. for downtown, and so that's part of what we need is more hotel rooms to get more people here to have bigger festivals, and the tourism dollars are really great, clean dollars, and it's people from somewhere else bringing their money here mm-hmm. to spend in our locally owned businesses. You know, it's unique downtown because of land development codes and all sorts of different issues, but there is not one national chain in downtown Pensacola. They're all locally owned restaurants, nightclubs, retail stores, banks, financial institutions, and professionals, and now residents. And yeah. Quint was the first one to do that. He put a group together, and built those apartments, which have done great. He's now sold it, and it's doing – Southtown is a wonderful, downtown YMCA, which – obviously Quint and the Bear family and others were really involved in and helped. So many great things happening to Pensacola, and you could put your company anywhere in the country, and you're right here. And I don't believe you have any plans to leave.
No, that's right. The density is a big thing that we keep talking about, and building up density in the downtown. I really believe that these new projects like Emmett's trying to put forward, increasing the height of these buildings is going to inherently increase the density. And I'm looking forward to a change in the cityscape.
Great. Pensacola is really coming along, and it's been a long journey. John, you want to talk about traffic?
Yeah, we've got traffic on the fives right now, brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Just one accident on the books right now at Highway 29 and Archer Road, just causing some minor delays there. Other than that, I-10, I-110, even Highway 90 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hello, this is Don Spencer, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The clerk's office requires a leader that knows the entire office and its operations. That is why I'm endorsing Jason English as our next Clerk of Court. Jason has 18 years' experience in the court system, 3 as my Chief Deputy Clerk. As I retire, he's the only candidate with the education and experience to successfully operate this office. Please join me on August 20th and elect Jason English as our next Clerk of Court and Comptroller. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
You've built up the equity in your home. Now, a home equity line of credit from PinAir Credit Union can help you put it to great use. So build something incredible, like a backyard oasis or new walk-in shower. Invest in something special, like education or your business. Or just replace your roof. Boring, but important. Whatever you need, a home equity line of credit from PinAir is ready and waiting. And since there's no annual fee and no closing costs, a PinAir home equity line is always a perfect fit. Get started at PinAir.org/HELOC. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Carissa Bergosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong teacher and educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the Escambia County School Board during an emergency vacancy years ago, Carissa ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better. Choose proven leadership. Choose Carissa Bergosh for school board on August 20th.
I'm Carissa Bergosh, running for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
When I say brand names like BMW, Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Genesis, Jaguar, Lexus, you might think, hey, those are very nice cars. You spend extra to get them. They're luxury imports. You have to go to the dealership to get them serviced, right? No. In fact, there's a federal law that protects you in being able to go anywhere to get them serviced. You don't have to go to the dealership. And that means if the dealership is at a distance, like in Mobile or in Destin or something like that, you don't have to spend the money on the gas. You don't have to spend the extra money on going to the dealership. You don't have to waste the time of driving and hoping that the bayway isn't clogged up today. Go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and on US 29. That's right. They just expanded. So they are at their second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, Highway 29, right across from the Super Walmart. So they have expanded out of that second place, and you can go there to get the same great service on your imports, on your domestic, on your diesel, on your gas, whatever the car is that you've got or truck. CarClinicService.com online, like a healthcare clinic for your car. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis and now US 29.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, Spider-Man and Freeze in full effect.
All right, good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmern sitting in for Andrew, who you just heard in a recorded ad. John, that was Radio Magic, wasn't it?
Radio Magic.
Perfect.
I like that.
Yep. So this is Pensacola's Morning News, and we've heard from a few really cool cats about what's going on in and around Pensacola and what makes Pensacola great. I'm joined here in the studio with Tyler Barrett, who could have his company anywhere in the world, maybe, but country for sure, and he chose Pensacola, Florida, to grow a company in. And we're joined by a good friend and a guy who does a lot in Pensacola, and usually people are happy with him, Rob Favreau. How are you, Rob?
I'm great, Danny. Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm really excited to talk to you for the next 7 or 8 minutes, Rob. You are one of the forces behind and owning and developing pickleball at the Port of Pensacola, and it is going to be so much fun and so unique. I don't know where to start, so why don't you tell us your plans for pickleball at the port?
Well, we are rolling on construction. We've had a few changes because we inherited the Oyster property after Pensacola Bay Oysters got their own place in Garcon Point. So we negotiated the lease for that piece of property, and it has changed our whole project. And it will change the face of downtown because we'll be extending that kind of dead promenade next to the ferry terminal where it just dead-ended into chain-link fence. Now it'll be open and extended another 170 feet. And that'll be accessible by the public to where people can come and be part of our project.
Well, it's really exciting. And you have an old warehouse that you're converting into an indoor facility for pickleball. You'll have outside courts right where the ferries the marina there, Commandancia Slip, right alongside of that. So the fence used to be between that warehouse and where the ferries are, Commandancia Slip, and the fence is going to move. And now the public is going to be able to come down and watch and play pickleball. And get a something to eat and drink, and it's a beautiful waterfront setting. It might be the prettiest pickleball location in America, and from talking to you, pickleball is just unbelievably hot, isn't it?
Yeah, pickleball is the fastest growing sport in the United States, and it's the reason being it's social and it's accessible to everybody. You don't have to be a superstar athlete to be good at pickleball. It's more of a skill game, so everybody can play and be good if they want to be good in practice. And, you know, we're not restricted just to pickleball. We can do corporate events. We can do expos. We can do trade shows. The whole facility will be convertible, you know, to do a volleyball tournament. So it's not just pickleball, and it's really falls in line with all the studies done on downtown to where we're turning this old kind of neglected building that was used for some storage over the years into a public space that, you know, is accessible to everybody. It's really exciting. You mentioned the fence. The Coast Guard a week ago approved the port folks changing the demarcation of the port, of the boundary of the port. And we got all of the construction done for the new fence, the new port fence. So that fence you were talking about that separates the building from downtown is gone, and we are part of downtown now.
That's unbelievable.
So if you go down to the port, you can see through our construction fence to see this whole big area that's going to be added to the public space downtown. It's just going to be amazing.
It really is. Rob, stand by. Let's do traffic real quick.
Traffic on the fives, no accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We're joined by Rob Fabro, part of the ownership, management, and team doing pickleball at the Port of Pensacola, a very unique way to open parts of downtown up to the public, to generate tax revenue, to create jobs, to have fun, to sit and watch sunsets, have a beverage. It's going to be so awesome. And I know y'all have been traveling around to see other pickleball facilities, you and your partners. It really is going to be a fantastic new addition to downtown Pensacola.
Yeah, there are a lot of mature pickleball markets around the country, and we've toured a lot of them and seen what was done right, and are trying to adopt those principles into our project. There's a lot of noise out there about this being a club. It's not a club. This whole facility is open to the public, and you can wander the facility even if you're not playing pickleball. Just like you said, sitting down on that water and watching the sunset or watching the fireworks at the ballpark, because it's right there. And the other cool part to me, you know, I live on Bayou Chico, so I kind of like the industrial world of the waterfront. And you're sitting there, and there's a tugboat 100 feet away from you sitting there. It is the coolest thing.
Yeah, it really is going to be unbelievable. Rob, when do you think you'll get open?
A lot of the work we're doing, you can't see because it's underground, and there's just a tremendous amount of infrastructure we're putting in to make sure that the facility can handle crowds. Hopefully, you know, with the changes we've made and the way construction's going, we should sometime the end of October, beginning of November, we should be able to get open. We're trying to do a soft opening for all the people that have really supported us, you know, to get some of our folks that are really have supported us in this project, to give them a place to play and try it out and work out some bugs on, you know, how we operate the place. But the inside, that's a stretch. it'll probably be this time next year before we can get the inside open, because we're taking a building that, the building code has changed, whatever, 40 times since that building was built.
Rob, we got to
building.
We got to go to a hard break, Rob. Pickleball at the Port of Pensacola is going to be an amazing thing. Follow in the media. Rob, thanks for all you're doing to make Pensacola and downtown Pensacola awesome. We also think you have a great commercial realtor on your team. So we're
thanks for what you do for Pensacola, Dan.
Thank you, Rob. Listen,